back so many memories. Being in Reno and up north.
I go on and
like
on.
All the people can't from California was from the Bay. So I was like, this sits very heavy with my soul. I was very, very, very hyped with my nigga.
Oh,
like,
really? That's crazy.
Yeah. I used to, and then I came back to Vegas and I got a Jetta and I used to gas break and dip. Like, it was whatever.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. I had a embarrassing, I was in the hype you made me big time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Please tell me you were from her. Did you come? That would be
a little bit.
I could, you look like.
I was more of a clown walker though.
I also see that in you.
Yeah. Yeah, this reminds me of a fresh vagina aroma.
Okay. Like in the club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I got you.
After this was played,
I was like, did you fuck somebody?
It was a little stench. Oh no, you fuck somebody in the club, you gotta.
No, yeah. I was thinking you were relating it to like a time where you fuck somebody to this song, and I was like, wait,
no, like the house song? Parties, you know what I mean?
Got
like
you.
The aroma was.
You know, when
it's a little stench. It's cool though.
When everybody backing it up.
It's a fuckable stench.
It is. You get through it. Hey.
What's up, man? Shit.
It's been like hella long. So this is really dope to be here again.
Hello. Yeah, we back. Last season we did very, very well.
Yeah.
We did very well.
I enjoyed that.
Did we do the season before we last
no,
season?
No, we just like
last
really
season,
popped
that's
in
dope.
Like
that's what's up.
Before like
that's
not
what's
knowing
up.
That it was over.
That's what's up.
Okay, so Spence has me at the computer, so I guess I'm running this shit today.
Yeah, you running.
Should I say who I am?
Maybe
people who don't know.
I'm a shell this episode.
You Michelle? Okay.
I'm a shell.
I'm hella Kelly this episode. I'm very much Kelly this episode.
All right, if you Kelly, then I'm Latoya.
Okay.
You gotta drop it down a notch. Fuck it, we rolling.
Okay, should I say who I am? Hey, guys. I don't know, because I feel like you guys have, like, super blown up since the last time, like, we've done this. Well, you know I came here and I was going to do this to y'all. So, like, shout out to all the boys from Views. Like, since the last time I was on their mic, like, during this show.
That's crazy.
Your show is, like, really changed. It's voluptuated, if you will.
Yeah.
Y'all got the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, big things are happening. Yeah, so, I don't know if people know who I am. So, if y'all don't, I'm Chris. I am the solo host of Shenanigans with Friends, a third of All Docked Up, and a fifth of Podcast Happy Hour.
She with us, too, when she ain't big time.
No, and see, and it's not that, though. Like, we're not going to do this on the mic. We're not doing this, bro. Okay, so, we're back.
Yep.
Season 5 of Insecure. Oh, obviously, you guys know what the fuck this is.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sorry, I just hijacked. You put me over here, so now I feel like.
You got it. I'm Latoya. I told you.
Okay.
I'm just ad-libbing.
Okay, so guys, we're here to start recapping the last season, apparently, of Insecure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is really crazy because we really just hopped in like last time.
Last season, yeah.
Yeah, we was late, but it's okay.
That's cool.
It was fun though.
I was excited, man. And then I instantly got pissed off again. Like,
okay,
you know what I mean? Like, you already giving us like a TikTok video. It's that fucking short.
You like immediately come back to still complain about how short it is.
Because
you want it to be an hour.
If you're going to give me 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's like 35.
It was 30 minutes.
Did you count?
Yes.
I feel like it was like 32.
It was 30 minutes. And then you gave me 3 minutes of Remember When.
Okay.
That pissed me off.
Okay.
And I don't need 3 minutes
and
of that.
Then the after show, that was like 10 minutes and I definitely.
Yeah,
I'll
like I don't need
that.
To see Molly with a fucking Boosie fade.
Okay, first of all, I love it. I love it.
That's
and,
crazy.
Okay, there's a point in the.
She got the Nas haircut now.
Goodbye. Not the.
That's crazy.
Not the one. Yeah. Like. Okay, listen. So there's a point at the end and I'm not like. Gonna like jump too far, but there's a point at the end where I feel like we're gonna transition into always seeing that fade.
I hope we don't.
When she looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, they're gonna transition her out of those wigs.
I really
because she was like playing with her hair and then like pulling it back to see how her face would look. Like
I was cool with the flat iron, man, but
with the bob, with the asymmetrical.
Is that what that is?
The like the super. Psh,
yeah, that's cool.
Not asymmetrical. That's like T-Boss. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like the.
That's cool. And then like, you know, where she's.
But she's trying to change like that. That's a look, like no shades to anybody that's really walking around with those sharp edges right now. But like, that's a very like.
With the wet shit. If you like wet.
I'm talking about the bottom.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, you know what I mean? You know, they put the wigs over, they be like wet. They be like, the edges be wet.
They have to glue it down.
So like,
so I can go in a club and be like,
that's crazy.
Okay, or so like you could be in Vegas and it don't like melt off your and peel. Crazy.
That should be looking weird as fuck. Like, y'all know y'all has 4C under there. You got shit. And,
anyway, what I'm saying cool, is the straight, like, such a like sharp edge with like the haircut.
Yeah,
I feel like that represents her personality. Mm. And so I feel like when they were talking about like just moving forward and like kind of changing and changing season, I feel like that we're gonna.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's my prediction.
And they all dressing like YG now. Like,
first of all,
like, they all dressing super weird. So now it's like, as y'all leveling up, it seems like, you know, when people start leveling up, they start dressing weird.
Nobody had dress socks on though. Like,
it's close. It's coming. She, they even had Kelly dressing like that. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I feel it though. The more money you get, okay, the weirder you
dress. I know exactly the outfit you're talking about. It was the Issa coming out the airport outfit. It was giving you like Kanye.
That one, it was the fucking
YG vibes.
What the fuck did Kelly have on? She had like a fucking, it looked like a jean poncho on, and then she had like the shorts, the blue shorts. Was that Kelly or was that Molly? It was one of them. She had blue shorts on, and then she had the, it was weird.
Okay. All right. Well,
shout out to them.
Okay. All right. Anyway, guys, so episode one is called Reunited, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think that, so everybody, we had the AF last time, right? Mm-hmm. Was it AF? So now we're like, I think that's what we're going with, is okay, right? At the end of every episode. Time,
okay.
I feel like. Okay. So let's dive in. So what are they doing? They're on their way to a like reunion at Harvard.
Yeah,
I totally
crazy.
Forgot all these bitches went to Harvard.
Yeah, I was looking at that like, yeah, I was, that was weird because I don't know, I didn't take Issa to be.
Don't do this.
I mean, I didn't take her to be like Stanford. I didn't take them to be that, so that kind of weirded me out a little bit. That's probably why the AKA is mad, because ain't nothing there.
While we recapping these episodes.
So. Shout out, man. But that's probably why the AKA is mad, because ain't nothing there.
It's not?
I don't know. At Stanford? Oh, that's Lord. Like.
And, but the thing is like, this AKA shit for like Kelly and, what's her name? What's the last name?
Fuck.
Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda, fuck it.
But like, that's always been in their storyline.
Yeah, I think somebody's baby business. had something on. Mm-hmm. I remember, was it Molly? Molly was drinking out a cup last season. Mm-hmm. I think it was like little. So it's always been in
we've
it.
We've always known that some of them were part of that sorority. And I'm doing this because they're not really a part of that sorority. Or Molly is. Or somebody. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But did we forget when niggas had that whole fake ass BET show about sororities? And I'm sure I'm not a soror, but I'm sure that like if we're looking at stuff to get offended, I'm pretty sure BET didn't get it right.
It's all about it's just, you know.
It's the year of
sororities and fraternities are under the LAPD. It's the biggest gang. And
okay, but I'm just saying, like, why are we getting outraged today?
Because they're not capitalizing off of it.
But
that's it.
But then it's been a problem, so like, that's what I'm saying.
And like, why are y'all fucking closing like Fallout's parade as anyways? Because I seen. No, because remember when Boosie got the Kappa shirt? It was like in a fucking like a thrift store or something.
So somebody was fake making them, and maybe that's the problem. Are we getting? That's crazy. Is there bootleg soror and fucking?
That's fucking nuts.
Wow,
that's cool.
All right, so
but shout out.
So,
have you ever been to one of your reunions before?
No, because, okay, so I moved out here when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And so I definitely wasn't going to Palo Verde's. And then I was just like, I never got
that's out. Like Yuck. AKA's in Stanford.
Yuck. Yuck.
I ain't never been to one. I'd be like my unsung. I'm not cool with that. Like, yeah, I guess just like, you know what I mean? That's like my unsung episode.
Yeah,
I'm,
no, definitely wasn't.
I'm all right.
Going to see nobody at Palo Verde. Because, like, any of the ones that I would even think about seeing, I went to Reno with them, so no need. Just, and then it was just like, I could go out. I could have gone out to Chicago, but I just never did. Did you?
Being in Reno is crazy.
Like, honestly, if you don't go to school there, like, your life is nothing. Like, you're literally, like, roaming around aimlessly.
Yeah, I didn't
there's
even.
Shit, there's nothing.
Is there black people out there?
Black people?
I mean, that's not going to, like, the trade school.
Okay, wow. What?
It's like a trade school out there.
What's a trade?
In Reno.
Oh, I thought
Job Corps.
Oh, okay. So if you're not going to UNR or if you're not going to Job Corps, there are a couple black people that live
in the prison.
Okay, I don't know. I really didn't have an opportunity to mingle with prisoners while
I was
on
Ely.
A college
that's
campus.
That's Ely, I'm sure. But
okay.
I don't even know where Reno at. No,
but there are people that live out there. It turns out, I don't know if this is true anymore, but a lot of them were running away from things in Northern California, and it was just easier to run over there. So there are black people over there. Grimy? Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's only a couple hours from, like, Sacramento, right?
It's really not that far. Like, we used to drive over there to parties, like, or go to In-N-Out.
That's
like.
Crazy.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so they're driving to Harvard, because now we remember, or we've are introduced that they went to Harvard. I really can't remember that.
Stanford is Harvard?
Oh, my God. Wait, what? No? No? Those are different schools. Hey, you made me think.
Because they had Stanford hoodie on.
Oh, am I writing? Did I write Harvard in the notes of this house?
I knew I wasn't tripping like Harvard. Yeah.
Okay, it was a white-ass school that it surprised me that all these black-ass people went to. So what the fuck is up with Molly's Instagram? Like,
what's her name, man? Broke up with her and shit. You know what I mean?
What did you call him?
Jelly? That's Jelly. Hey, Jelly. Shit.
Oh, he was so nice.
Kung Lao.
Shout out to Kung Lao.
he broke her heart, man. And that's when, you know what I mean, all the women turned into Umar Johnson when they heartbroken. Them stories be fire.
Fire?
The story be fire. Like, so I hit that little arrow so I can share it.
Yeah. Got it. Poor Molly. That's all I gotta say. She can't ever get right. And I remember her like begging, like low-key begging him on the couch, and I was like,
yeah.
I hate this.
He was too nice though. This other dude, like, you know, we get into it later on, but this other dude seems like more her type.
But anyway, we'll get into it. Okay, so how excited are we that Issa got a driver though? I was super like, yes, like
that was triggering for me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because me and wifey went to Houston, mm-hmm. and we got a fake Uber.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that kind of it was triggering. That was triggering.
I was like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, okay. I was triggering. Yeah, you had to pull my taking skills out and shit. I thought it was going to be on. You feel me, though? You know? That was a little triggering, man. But shout out to her, man, on the panel and shit.
I know, right?
Talking about nothing.
For bloke CC. For bloke CC. I still don't know what that shit stands for.
That's really how niggas be on panels, too. Just trying to say the deepest of
deep. The deepest. Like, how deeper can I be than a nigga who just said some deep-ass shit? Like, that's very cool.
Yeah, the battle of the deeps.
So super excited for that. What does BLOCK stand for? Do you know yet?
I thought it was like
Black Lives.
Oh, that's crazy. It was an acronym?
She tried on like two occasions in the show to tell us what it was, but she don't remember, so it's really hard for me to remember.
Yeah.
But Issa has started a new, she has her own company, so.
BLOCK with two C's.
Blow CC. Whichever one, like, that's how you can say it. Okay. Molly and Issa meeting, or everybody coming together at the registration table.
Yeah.
How awkward is it that Molly and Issa are still not fucking melting?
I don't know if that kind of... they never gave us the ending conversation. I know they talked at the end of last season. Or they sat down together, right?
No, remember? Molly
was
at the...
walked away.
Molly was inside of the place where she was going to go get food.
She walked away.
And she decided to not go in. They weren't there to meet, I don't think.
I thought at the end, because she went after Lauren told her that she was pregnant and shit. At the very, very end, they like sat down.
Oh, maybe they did go.
They didn't give us the end of the conversation, so even I was like, well, are they cool or they're not they cool?
Clearly they're not, but they're trying to be. Like, they're not, like, upset with each other anymore, so they're trying to be cordial. Those situations are very triggering for me. Because girls always, like, find a way to, like, make things awkward. Like, if there was, like, a tiff, and it could be, like, years ago, like, for some reason.
Yeah.
At least.
Y'all got weird moves.
Yeah.
When I want a dude, when I'm cool with a dude. When I'm cool with a dude, I don't want us to have mutual friends. Like.
Okay. No?
No, we can't have mutual friends. Like, if me and him into it, and you got other people in the middle.
Yeah.
It makes it more awkward.
So, but then that just means, that just sound like you just like to do things solo with him, like.
Come on, man. All right. Come on. Yeah, that's crazy. All right.
But anyway. And then we find out that they killed Kelly. So, Kelly goes to registration to go get her fucking name tag and shit, and they're like.
Yeah.
You didn't, we don't have you. And then she looks in the fucking thing, and it's like Immorant.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you say that?
Immorant?
In memoriam,
I don't know. It's unquotable. You know, as a consumer, as a fan of this show, she gave me a quick. It's like a quick, very, very quick glance. Like I wanted her to get back to the funny shit,
Kelly.
And then she gave me like two little punchlines in the beginning. Now it's back to like.
This is where we're going with her character. Like
she's trash, man.
I mean. I'll just say it now. It's later on in my list. But, like, her character is, like, why does everybody think I'm a fucking joke?
Yeah. Which sucks.
I relate to this. Like, like I super do. Like, so, like, this is what we're going to get out of her character until she figures out a way to get over that.
See, that's why I thought, Amanda, goddamn, why is she the only person we don't know her name?
I can't know her name. Hold on.
She's the only one that she brought balance, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah. I mean, is she trying, I guess? Like
that's fucked up, though.
But, like, energy is just very low in general, I think, with this group right now. And we just got to get it right.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Damn. I'd be fucked up if I went somewhere and they got me, like.
Tiffany.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
I love her husband. They're sitting at registration, and this nigga's flipping through the page, and he's like, oh, I love that nigga. Oh, I can't stand that nigga. I'm indifferent about this nigga. He's my favorite. Okay, so there's a point where they're walking away from registration, and Molly kind of pulls back with Kelly, and she's asking her, you know, how long did it take you and Kelly, like, when y'all had y'all little thing? Like, how long did it take for you guys to get, like, back?
Yeah.
What is, like... How long does it take you to get back with somebody? Like,
see, that's a genuine question, but I can turn into a messy situation. That's why I said I don't like friends, mutual friends, because that conversation can be.
What about how to get back?
Yeah, that conversation can be said to somebody else.
Oh, you mean then, you going to a third party to discuss?
Yeah, that can turn into a messy situation.
I mean, I guess so, but I hate that, though, like, because. I could definitely tell that she was coming from a super genuine place.
Yeah.
Like, but I see what you mean.
Like, most men do.
And I don't know. Some men be intentional as fuck. Like.
And I forgot that Kelly and fuck, what's her name?
Tiffany. It was like when she had got pregnant.
I mean, they had their weird situation going on. And it was when,
like,
she was
pregnant. Kelly was the postpartum. Like, there wasn't, like, no, like, room for her in her life.
It wasn't postpartum yet because she ain't had a baby.
A baby. It was just that Kelly felt like she ain't had no time for her.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. God, this is just all just so relatable.
Is it?
Like, it's hard having friends and being an adult. Like, it really is. Because, like, it's not just, like, us juggling the same fucking math class. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's juggling, like fucking our families and our own, like, fucking well-being.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Like, it's super hard to have friends, like, when you're an adult. So I super relate to all this. Anyway. Okay. So, did you answer my question? I don't know if you answered my question, really.
Wow.
How long does it take for you to get back?
A game of basketball, I'll do it.
Okay. Real or sticks?
Nah. You hit, like, couple free 3-pointers in a row.
He has to beat you?
Ah, my nigga.
Okay. So he has to beat you
at the if we on the same team and shit, you know what I'm saying? You doing your shit, you're like, oh my, and then y'all could be cool after that. But it takes a while, man. It takes a while.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's no resentment there, cuz it probably never be the same.
I was going to say, cuz you could play that basketball game and beat him up, but, like, you like so.
Yeah, if it's resentment there, it might be a long dirty while.
But yeah, so
it might be a long while.
Okay, so we're going through the Stanford reunion.
Fucking Harvard.
It's two places I was never going. Okay, so.
Oh man.
Okay, so we meet Cheyenne. She is scrubbing the ground, like, and she is backing it up, and she is doing a whole bunch of shit. And again, how did all of these...
She reminded me of the light-skinned chick on The Wash. You know what I was like?
Yes.
Yeah. She reminded me of that character so much. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo.
But...
I don't want to say this, but, like, how did she get to...
That's crazy. Never. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just wouldn't... And I'm not...
What are you guys trying to make us fucking believe
if here? I wasn't... this is one of them situations, like, if I wasn't black, we'd be getting judged right now. Because I know you're like, there's no fucking
there's
way.
There's no fucking way your name would be Chad. There's no fucking way, Chad.
Yeah, man, he was like, she was BBL down and some old shit.
Yeah, like, she was doing the most. Okay, so, BBL down, okay. So, anyway, they apparently had a rap group with her called Trap Habit. Not a bad rap name.
That's not a bad rap name, but the rappers.
The rappers was
terrible. Trash. You know?
The little snippets we got, hated it.
So, yeah, that's why that was short-lived.
I do love the name, and I wish that they would have been able to sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
That would have been cool.
Short-lived, but dope.
But yeah, so one time for Kelly getting her leg all the way up there, like...
Yeah!
I was very impressed. I don't know why I didn't think that Cheyenne would have said that.
That's why I like them big. They shock you.
See, I got short arms, right? So, like, I feel like I need, like, I feel like I could, but I feel like the proportion between my legs and my arms, like, I'll never be able to, like.
You got it.
Not I got it. Thank you for believing in me.
Shit.
Okay, so, all right, so Kelly's still kind of, like, Moby McGee about being dead today. And so they're doing, like, a slideshow or whatever.
Killed her again, bro.
Oh, my God. So they have her picture up, and they've got some quotables. And one of the quotables was she had the best thank you leg. Like, first of all, thank you for commending my dance skills, but, like, this isn't the time.
Yeah, at this point, you could tell she's visibly bothered.
Yeah, because everybody's taking her as a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, and... To think that, like, that's all that niggas would have to say about you after you fucking die is pretty fucking disheartening.
Mm. So is it a...
Please don't just say she had a really weird and loud ass laugh. Like, don't say that, guys. Like, find other things to say about
me. Is it more so like no one's taking her serious, or is it a they're not laughing with me, they laughing at me type of deal?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just very much took it as, like, I think that she feels like people don't ever take her serious. Mm-hmm. Because she, I mean, and I get it, like, being the fucking comic relief in the fucking group, like.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I get it, you feel me? But, like, niggas have feelings too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you guys to tell me more things than, like, she always had a purse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want more for my, my obituary.
Boo-boo.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so... All right, let's talk about young Issa. This is probably my favorite scene. Her final, like, all the other times where Issa goes into the mirror and she's looking at herself, it's now Issa.
Yeah.
Like, 2 hours ago, Issa. Like, or, you know what I'm saying? But, like, now we're, like, seeing, like, Issa with the fucking twists and the fucking braces.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of jewelry.
A lot of jewelry.
Jesus Christ.
And she got that big smile anyway. So it's not like all the braces.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that so much.
Yeah.
That was super good. Like, just her young self checking in with her new self.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, what are you doing? Did you meet T-Pain yet?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like all of that stuff. And also still realizing that even speaking to young Issa, Issa's not super comfortable where she's at yet. Now, she got a driver, right? Mm-hmm. She's on a fucking panel at her fucking, her school that she graduated from. But, like, she's still not comfortable. And that, I feel like this is just going to be the fucking theme for Kelly. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a theme for Molly. I think it's going to be a theme for Issa. They had, like, everybody's about to just get fucking reflections put back at them and be like, this is all you've done, like, or whatever, or these are the choices that you decided to make, or whatever the case may be, whatever the mirror is saying back to you. But, like, I feel like that's where we're headed with these people.
Okay.
Like, they have to, like, bust out of whatever fucking shit they're in order to upgrade. So, but that was, like, a super fun
yeah, that was dope. It's just a reminder, you know what I'm saying? That even, you know, even when you go back to the panel, like she was talking to the mirror and she's on the panel, mm-hmm. like she's clearly growing.
Yeah.
But now the issue is, am I growing enough to be in these? You know what I mean? Have I done enough to be on this panel? Have I done enough for myself?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what I was getting out of.
Exactly.
That,
I mean, because we absolutely see in these fucking five seasons the growth that Issa's gone through. Like the fact that she's like been able to start her own company. She was super scared of walking away from her last job. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So like, there's major growth that we see, but there's still something she's not. It's like fucking tree branch, right? Like. It'll grow, but it's just like, what direction is it growing in? Like, should it, you know, is it growing in the direction of dealing with Lawrence and his possible baby mama drama?
Yeah.
Like, is it growing in, like, where there, I don't have time for that. There's still so much stuff I need to do or I want to do or other relationships that I feel are more important to mend at this point.
Mm.
I don't know. So, there we are. Okay. So, all right. So, now let's talk about the panel. How deep can you get?
Well,
how
low can you go?
Because I went from negative to positive.
I was like, what?
And it's all good.
Like, yeah, I would have walked off. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Very corny.
And in the fucking... the fucking host was like, yeah, that's deep.
That's very deep.
It's very deep. Very deep. I was like, oh, man, get me off this motherfucker, man.
What was the difference that you saw between Issa and all the other people on the panel?
Issa was like the reality of a lot of people, and the mother niggas was like the Twitter timeline.
Perfect.
The battle of the deeps.
You said it perfect.
The battle of the deeps, man.
All them other niggas was the niggas that are on the Twitter timeline, and Issa was how it really fucking
yeah.
Is. That's perfect. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it's really hard being an adult, guys.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Just being super transparent was really dope. And if she did it for nobody else in the room, I'm glad that she verbalized it and said it for herself. Because a lot of those feelings, sometimes you just never really work out, I guess I'm trying to say. Like, it's just they stay like back of your head thoughts, like kind of like. But I feel like when you release it and you let it go, I think that you have a better grasp on how to change it or
fix and then
it.
When she came out, you know, she was like explaining herself and shit, but shit, if I'm doing a panel, I want you like quiet after what I said. I don't want you clapping and shit for me. What the fuck?
I mean, I don't need a standing ovation, but like I don't need the claps, maybe like
no, when you're talking about, you know, just the what the panel was about and they talking about entrepreneurship and all of this shit. Sometimes reality is not happy go lucky.
At all.
You know what I mean?
And sometimes you fucking make decisions and
it's not Biggie lyrics.
Because I went from negative to positive. Yeah,
this ain't karaoke.
Like he was like, fuck? Sometimes I just like, I just sit back and be like, no, you don't just sit back and be like,
yeah.
Like you really don't. And then he used to try to drop the To Live and Die in LA and niggas was
yeah, that was trash too.
But
yeah.
It was so funny how she goes, oh, y'all ain't got love for Tupac? Mm. Let it be known.
They was on there fighting for that Disney sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? Shout out.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, like Spence said, Issa is like super. She was us. She was like literally all of us, like where we're just not super sure. Like we might look on the outside confident about the positions or like where we are, but like we are just not fucking sure.
Yeah.
Like who knows, right? Who knows what's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, so then Molly and Issa. And again, throughout the episode, you'll kind of see how they start from being like kind of awkward and they're kind of like slowly softening up and getting back into how we remembered them back in the good old days. But Molly, now we have to constantly have this conversation with Molly about how she fucking overanalyzes everything. Yeah. And she literally, my nigga, gives me anxiety. Like when she, like in that scene, like I, like my hands started getting sweaty. Like she stresses me out. Like she really stresses me out. Cause she like does way too much. And it's like always to her detriment. Like it's never like,
yeah.
She's not. She's and apparently from the conversation, Issa said that she's always been like that. She's always doing.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And never really like. And she, I didn't really like when she said that Molly was a go with the flow kind of girl, and that's what I always like about you. Right after she said that she basically was in a relationship, or the dude that we kind of see Molly talking to a couple times throughout the episode, that she didn't even really like him. It was that he was more on her, and so she was just like, all right, fine. Like, I don't know if that's like a super great characteristic to like about somebody.
Well, I don't take, I think Molly, I don't take her as a go with the flow person anyways. She overanalyzes too much.
It's too much. Like, just right now, like, my shoulders are tense, like talking about Phil
Jackson dating.
But she hasn't, you can't call her Phil Jackson because at least he perfected something. Like, she ain't perfected nothing in her, like, in what she overanalyzes.
Yeah, but she's still.
Because it's not like she super overanalyzes work shit. Not really. Like, we had a
little. Not work.
I was going to say, we had a moment where she was kind of, like, feeling, like, overwhelmed and shit at work and shit like that. Yeah. She fixed that. So it's not like she can't. It's not like she's overanalyzing to where she can't function in life. Like, she's overanalyzing in, like, for me, I think the simplest part of it all. Like, I don't know. So, if anybody is out there like Molly, I don't even know what to suggest. She doesn't smoke weed enough.
She going to therapy, though.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, that's going to take, like, a lot of time probably to unwind her.
Yeah, hell yeah. But she going to do therapy is helping.
Yeah, for sure. A little bit. So, Issa and Molly, I think, are, like, finally getting back right. And then they kind of take a moment and, like, because the episode is kind of happening, like, kind of around now-ish. Because, like, there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, weirdness. Like, the little things that they said, you can kind of see that they're talking about.
It's, like, not super full-blown right now, but, like, very much in, like, the recent past. Like, kind of, right? Like,
what are you saying about, like, the weird time? Like, there was little things you could tell, like, we're in. Obviously, you're talking about the pandemic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so, there was a mention of, like, the weird things that were happening just in general. And then Molly kind of looks at Issa and goes, are we going to be okay? And then Issa goes, are you talking about in general or are you talking about us?
Yeah.
How long were we waiting for them to have that conversation?
After haircut, when they all become reflective.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, they have to be. It's too much that didn't happen for them not to look back.
Yeah. I mean, and they made some kind of progress in it. I don't really feel like they super answered the questions for each other, but they did make some kind of progress in saying that, you know, they just want to move forward, right?
Yeah. In this particular scene, before we move on, what is the... what is the fascination, like, Black Californians have with, like, Mexican food?
Is it Black Californians or all Californians?
I don't know.
Because I, like, live with a Californian, like, that doesn't, like, super eat. He can't, like, he don't really like super authentic shit. Like, it has, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he's not a, like, food truck kind of guy. Like.
Oh, okay. I just, all the Californians I see, including wifey, man, it's like... Carne asada is like the new, it's like the new fucking Chinese tattoo.
That was
crazy. Yeah, it's like carne asada is like the new, like, Chinese tattoos.
Yes.
It's like that. It's weird, dude. I don't know, man. It's like y'all don't have nothing else out there.
I mean, I don't know. And see, I'm like super particular about how I like my cuts of meat. So, like, I don't want to bite into like a piece of like fat or gristle. And like, I run into that.
Fuck the gristle, you crazy.
Ew. So, I basically just like to make my own tacos at home. Oh, I feel you. Niggas just be chopping up everything, and I don't want that.
That's why, you know, I fucking look down on everybody that like kind of goes to Roberto's.
That is the worst
it's
shit.
It's like
ever.
Fucking Mexican Raising Cane's. Like, you don't put no love, no seasoning. No, nothing. Just
and a lot of gristle and stuff. Like I haven't had Roberto's for real since my daughter will be 10 in like a couple days or weeks or whatever. Whenever. Anyway, soon. And like I was pregnant with her and I went to get a burrito from Roberto's and I bit into it and it was just like It was so much. Mm-hmm. And I haven't ate it since. No. So I cannot.
And y'all, all y'all going to fucking Panda Express for y'all Chinese food is disgusting. It's like fucking going to fucking. That's like going to Denny's and getting chicken and waffles.
Honestly, like, for me, besides Great Wall on Charleston and Rancho, it's not really a lot of great Chinese food places out here.
No, you got to go to the ones that's, like, on borderline shut down. Them the ones that's going to give you that shit. But, like, going Panda Express.
Those are the ones that be on Dirty Dining right after you ate.
It.
And they be like, it was rats in the Google guy pan. All right. You know,
it's not a real Chinese spot, like, if it ain't paws and shit on the ground.
I am not with you.
The corona bats and shit.
Not corona bats. Just where
ain't a real Chinese place. If you don't have those things,
you gonna get some fried rice from a place that got bats. Literally, on the fucking
You going to Panda Express for Chinese food is like you walking into a sushi restaurant and a nigga is taking your order. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, I'm sorry. If I walk into a fucking sushi place and a nigga is rolling sushi, I'm walking out. I want that nigga.
Really?
He is about to do something insane to that shit.
That shit going to be falling. That shit about to be falling off the roll.
That shit going
to
be so loose. What if he smokes? It'll be tight as fuck. I'm trying to tell you,
he's gonna
make some kind of fucking Louisiana hot sauce aioli, nigga.
Thin as a motherfucker. Nigga, this ain't no blood, dude. It's thin as sushi roll.
No, it's got to be the whole 3.5. Anyway, okay, so
shit.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Questions need answers, though, man. What's California's like? I know it, you know, it's a border city, a border state, but
yeah,
fuck.
I mean, but and then it's like so many different kinds. It's not even just like standard tacos. Like they be putting like sushi and like burritos and like all types of crazy.
Yeah,
shit.
Those are actually good, but that's weird too.
Yeah, cause like, yeah, it's like I took like one bite and it was good, but I was like,
it can get real like,
yeah,
mush.
I agree with you. It's pretty, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so where the fuck are we? Oh, we're in the car now.
Okay. Yeah, with
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are leaving the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe going to an after spot. They're talking. We're okay. Oh, pause. How big was the Dream Era? Because they were listening to I Love Your Girl.
You talking about Diddy Dream, right?
Huh? Diddy Dream?
Oh, Dream.
Not the fucking white girl group. Is this real?
Oh, like, you talking about Boxhead New. Falsetto. Yes.
Christina Milian's baby.
Yeah, baby? That's crazy. Yeah.
He had a hold on bitches for a very long time.
I couldn't
time.
Stand his music. I ain't
Most niggas, you are not the last person to
oh,
tell
my
me that.
God, is God awful. Wow. I Love Your Girl. What the fuck?
Shorty is a shit.
That shit is trash. Shit. Makeup, was it makeup bag or put it in the bag?
Oh, put it in the bag.
Come on, man.
Purple Kisses? What?
Throw all that shit away. What? Give me, I'm falsetto, that's it.
Okay.
And it wasn't his singing, like, it's like the hook.
Of course, it's not the singing, it's the fucking, it's the song. Like, it's not him. Anybody could have sang it.
That's probably, like, the only song back then that I really liked. I like his number, his newer music, though.
Oh, didn't know.
Like, he put, like, a triple disc out. That shit was
pretty
good.
Wow. Missed all three
This was
of those.
Years ago. Missed this all was, three. This was come years ago.
Nah.
Yeah,
didn't know.
I hated that music, though. It was, like, fucking.
Did you hate it because we were all listening to it?
No, that's when, like, he really made an effort to make, like, crossover R&B music.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't pop.
Okay.
But it was R&B.
And you hated
but he
it.
Was trying to, he was trying to cross over with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand, I just you couldn't stand it.
You didn't like it because, just in general, you didn't like it because that's what he was trying to do with it?
Both.
Okay. You didn't want white girls dancing to this?
I mean, I don't give a fuck who danced with it, but you could kind of tell, like, you remember when fucking, who the fuck? Remember when, I think it was a Pitbull era, and then when Usher, Oh My God came, and then every other song was starting to sound like,
okay.
It's kind of like that, those weird eras, I don't know.
Okay.
All them eras
wasn't
good.
That just them trying to find a way to put their music into all of these oomps clubs, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They see Pitbull.
Dale.
Yeah, they see Pitbull. Shit, he ain't been back to rap since.
Oops, sorry.
What happened?
I don't know. Do I need it?
Oh no, I just went to.
Oh, are we good?
Hold on.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
I think that should just. Man, we rolling, man. All right. What you doing, man?
Well, nigga, stop touching it for a
fuck
minute.
It. All right. Anyway. We rolling.
All right. Okay. So we're in the car now. And all the girls are, you know, cool or whatever, singing, whatever, having a good time. And they're going to an after party or after spot. And then Cheyenne mentions that, hey, we should stop at a liquor store because where we're going, they always put water in their bottles. Okay.
Yeah.
So Molly, Issa, Cheyenne go to the liquor store. They don't even get inside.
No.
So, a guy comes around the corner. He fucking robs them.
Yeah.
Cheyenne is losing her shit. Molly and Issa, definitely not keeping their cool, but Cheyenne is losing her shit.
She on a one life to live shit right now.
Screaming. Yeah. She's like holding her knees and like just, she's losing her shit.
Yeah.
And the person that's robbing them is like, yo, chill out. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, whatever. And she won't really stop. And he breaks character and calls her and says her name.
Yeah.
Cheyenne set them up.
You know, this was like, you put Stanford, and put a whole bunch of the, you remember the red flag movement we just went past? Put Stanford, put a whole bunch of red flags, and then put this fucking episode right under it. These niggas ain't going no fucking Stanford.
Listen, I'll give it to everybody else. It's really hard for me to believe Cheyenne went to fucking
Stanford. None of them.
Okay, I'm going to give it to everybody else, Spence, because...
Boy, none of them go to no fucking Stanford, man. Come on, man.
Cheyenne did not go to Stanford.
No, she definitely didn't.
I just don't. Maybe they met her at a fucking taco shop. I don't know. Because I don't believe she went to that school. There's no way. There's no way. So, Cheyenne's like, fuck, well, I guess I'm caught or whatever. Yeah. She goes on the other side with the robbers. They take Molly's Cartier. They take Molly's shoes. Issa takes her shoes off and hands them to Cheyenne. Cheyenne's like, I don't want this. So fucking funny. So that's it. They get robbed. Cheyenne and the dude peel off. The girls go back to the car.
That's a nice bonding moment for Issa.
I mean, there's nothing more than like, are we gonna die? Like, to really bring us together. You know what I'm saying? Like, truly. So the girls go back to the car. There's quiet. Kelly turns around like, where's that liquor? Bitch, where are your shoes? And then they're quiet. They look at each other and they like literally die laughing. I'm sure that it is funny, but I'm also very positive that that's just like the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like where they're losing their shit now, but in laughter. And they're like, yo, this bitch super just robbed us. Issa's like, definitely remember that I hated her. And Cheyenne's gone with Molly's ugly clear heels. I'm glad she took them.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how much they cost. But so that was Molly with the jean poncho on.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
See how we
and do. Even that PR. We gotta go back to the PR era. Pre-robbery.
Okay. I was like PR Puerto Rico.
They pissed off Kelly again and shit. And this time you know she really upset when you pick that phone up. That means I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
To see text messages that ain't there.
Yeah.
just to pick your phone up to see no notifications, no new notifications. That's when you know you pretty pissed at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So we're now at the restaurant, right? So so instead of going to the after spot, they decided to just go get food. They're having like a funeral for Kelly at the table.
You know, this shit was weird as fuck. I thought like this was a dream sequence, and then I was like, oh, they're really.
That's crazy. Why Tiffany's husband was like, y'all doing too much. I really like him. Like, guys, please pay attention to him throughout the season. He is going to give you, he's going to crack you up, like, with that little shit he be saying. Like, yeah. Y'all doing way too much, like, and he was not lying. So they're like going around and just saying all the things that Kelly needs to hear, as opposed to she got the best thank you, like, yeah. And just giving her flowers while she's here,
yeah,
right? And we always want to try to do that to our friends, so that's super important.
Yeah, that was cool. Weird as fuck, but cool.
Very strange.
Because I was like, is this for real?
Like, did she die?
You know?
She really die right now? But yeah, so, okay. Super funny part where they're walking out of the restaurant that I thought was hilarious is that some, like, younger girls called Issa and Molly ma'am.
Oh, man, yeah.
When I tell you I'm struggling with this.
Yeah.
Like, and okay, let me tell you how I realized in this past, like, week or so that I'm, like, super going into, like, ma'am and auntie status, right? Is because at work, like, I totally call people, like, babe and hun and, like, sweetie and shit. Like, that's some super, like...
Yeah, you...
Like,
that's
some, like...
You're getting ready to reach for the witch hazel soon.
Please stop. But, like, that's, like, very yeah. much giving me, like, damn, people are super about to start calling you ma'am soon if you don't...
You about to be making your own milkshakes.
Like, yikes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, that part really resonated with me.
Yeah, I struggle with, like, the OG shit.
I was going to say, people call you old head yet?
No, I ain't got. Oh, I don't know how.
You gonna get that. Some. You gonna when but you I get got, that when you get that gray in.
It's the OG. The OG shit.
OG.
Like, I remember I was playing basketball with this youngster, and he was like, "Man, you killing OG." It's like, my name is Dante,
and I'm only.
Yeah, so you know he was just doing out of habit. So
yeah, like, I guess it's like respecting us.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, it also makes us feel very bad, guys. Yeah. Like,
I scored again. He was like, man, you killing OG. Man, I stopped the whole game. It's like, hey, man, don't call me. Don't fucking call me OG.
I'm not old.
Yeah, I had a real struggle with that.
Yeah.
Don't hit me with the sir.
Please don't. And I appreciate that you guys are, like, trying to show respect. But that also makes me feel like you can visibly see that I'm older than you, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
So, hard pass on that. That shit was just very funny to me, so I had to put that in the notes. But we're basically almost at the end of the episode.
Yeah, it ain't that long. TikTok Molly, video almost over.
Molly and Issa, like I said earlier, just want to move forward. And they're having, like, these, like, little, like, scenes where you're kind of seeing where everybody is right now.
Yeah.
And that's when I said that kind of watch how Molly's, like, playing around with her, like, her hair and stuff in the mirror. I feel like we might see she's going to cut it off or something like that. Stop making that face.
I remember when Erica, like, came out of the well and shit, and she was bald headed. That shit broke my fucking heart. So I hope we don't, you know.
I mean, she ain't gonna be bald headed. She gonna have the fucking fade that we already see on Instagram and shit. Please fix your face. Okay, so
remember when they was putting the fucking? Remember they was putting all that shit on the what the fuck was that show called? The fucking Vision.
Mm-hmm. We had the durag.
Come on, man. Don't do Molly like that, man.
Got the vision cut. I'm mad now. Oh my god. Okay, so our final scene.
Yep.
Issa's headed home, and of course Lawrence is there to pick her up from the airport. First time we see Lawrence the whole episode. Is it the last time we're gonna see him? Okay, so they're in the car, struggling to have small talk.
Yeah, he's trying to make a little fool joke.
Yeah.
You know, and it just wasn't hitting.
Look at the moon. Yeah. Like, look at how crazy it looks. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It was just real dry. And I have to know that he kind of knew something was going to be said, right?
He was probably joking, trying to check the temperature, see where she was at.
So, and then, you know what's interesting? We don't know how much time has elapsed, right?
Nope.
From the time that they had that conversation about what was happening with condensation, and then, like, till now. So we don't know how long it's been. So they pull up to her apartment that, you know, she manages, right? And he gets her bag, and then they're kind of having a super weird moment. And he's like, you ready to go upstairs, basically?
Yeah. And trying to get some of that new panel pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, CEO. Okay, but, yeah, doesn't really work out like that. So she kind of just says, you know, I just kind of have some time to think. And she doesn't outright say, like, say what we want her to say, but we know what she said. Like, basically, the same thing he would have said if she would have popped up pregnant.
Man, look.
It's the same thing. So she's basically choosing to move forward and not be tied down with his baggage.
Man,
and it would have been the same thing that he would have said or done to her had she popped up and got pregnant by the fast security guard or whoever the fuck.
If she can lie about going to Stanford, man, she can be a stepmom. Sometimes stepmom, you know what I mean? It's a calling.
Okay. But she's just deciding that it's not for her, though. And that's okay. But he would have done the same thing. They're both super single. I mean, like, super, like, young. Or not young, but they're in both in positions where I don't feel like if it was the other way around that she would have, that he would have stayed either. And I kind of feel like he knows that because, like, he, the way that he was like, I get it. Like, because it's like, I don't have to deal with that.
Well, I mean, you never know, like. If she had got pregnant, you put the shoe on the other foot.
He would have left.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because you got like 4.5 months to get close again. So the remaining 5, y'all can argue when she's showing. I mean,
right when it's time to stress the baby.
Pregnant ain't pregnant until you start showing.
Okay. Like I said, y'all, he'd have did the same thing that she did. And I don't think that we can fault her. Mm. Even if you're in Lauren's Hive or whatever the case may be, you can't fault her for making that decision.
Lauren's a real one, man.
No one's saying that he's not, but are we saying he got some messy, messy baggage with Condoleezza? Absolutely. Mm. And I'm cool. I mean, it's bad enough that, like, they were trying to, like, be friends while, like, they were still fucking. Like,
well, we still don't know what's on what they talked about. So we don't know what if it's going to be baggage.
That's probably what we're going to pick up next week, probably.
Yeah.
Is getting into what was happening while they were away.
You know, shout out to all the I'm going to do this with or without you chicks. I like those. Those are dope.
Not I like those.
Yeah, those are dope. You don't really got it. There won't be too much baggage with those.
I mean, we'll see.
So, we'll see. You can do it without me until the baby's here.
We'll see, because we don't know what they really talked about. Because she said what she said on the phone, but like.
Yeah.
Who knows what they really talked about.
Yeah. Shout out to Corona, man. Well wishes on a condensation, healthy baby.
That's what's up. Like. Yeah, for sure. And that's it, guys. As Ben said, it was 15 minutes long, and somehow we made this that shit long. We made this about 52.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that's crazy, man. Hey, we need to check.
Shit. I think we started too late. All right, guys. So this was season 5, episode 1 recap of Insecure. I'm Chris, that's Spence, and we'll see you guys next time.
We're out of here. Peace.
Bye.